Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. I always like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. And I'd like to thank first our brother, Amin Yasir Muhammad, for this opportunity of coming on to you on the air, 6 o'clock today. And we will be holding this until he wants to come back on 7 days a week. We will be looking forward to speaking to people that we have to bring on. And we're hoping that if you're on, if someone is hearing it, you bring someone on. We need to build our community, no question about it. Those are things that we got to recognize. The Muslim community is a community today that can build, and in the building, Allah helps us, but we have to have the confidence to work together. Brother Muhammad, are you online? Maybe he don't hear me. He called in, maybe he don't hear me, but it's okay. I've seen his number pop up, and maybe he'll be listening, and he heard it's not on now, so he must have hung up. So what we're working to do, Bilal's Inc., the Halal Industry, we didn't stumble upon this. This is something that Allah says to us. To each of you, I turn to a goal. That's not a human. With that statement, Allah don't make no mistakes. Every human being has been given a goal, a destination. We got to make it hell as our final destination, but his true destination for us is paradise. Not just paradise later. We got to get that. But how about paradise today? How about building something today? Working together today? Feeling ourselves, progress, make progress in the time that we're living in. What was done by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and what was done by Imam Muhammad was great in their times. Once they passed, the mantle was passed off to those of us that remain. Every one of us. It's not that the mantle was not given to one. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said on the teachings of theology of time that he just cleaned up the vessel of the man. He used the poison book. He also pointed that there'll be one coming after him. And that one will bring us face to face with God, bring us to the reality of the work that needs to be done. We didn't know who it was exactly. Some did. Some had an idea that it was Imam Muhammad. The lessons that he gave to us was to tell us the Farad Muhammad wrote his name on the back of the door the way we read it, thinking it was on the back, actually on the back of the door. But his daughter told us one time she was up here in the Philadelphia area, actually Jersey, Woolenboro, New Jersey. We were over one of the family's house, Imam Abib Hameen, at that time, and his wife, his children. And she was the visitor. This is Imam Muhammad's sister, Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Cry Muhammad's child. May Allah have mercy on both of them. And she would say things about Farad Muhammad, make us become more acquainted with the fact that he was a human being, that she knew, that she watched as a child. She said sometimes he'll go up to the bathroom and they'll ease up the step. And they'll look in the bathroom because the door's not shut. And he in there looking in the mirror at his hair needing to be tended to or falling out or so. God don't do that. At times, she said, they'll ease up the steps, the door shut, and after a while, they hear the toilet flush. God don't do that. What was she saying? She was saying to us that they found out early, he's not God, he's a man. Imam Muhammad asked his mother, when he was put out, his father put him out, She follows him to the door. She asks the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I go to the door and say something to him. And he said, yeah, go ahead. And when she got to the door, she said, Wallace, why don't you go back in there and apologize to your father? And the ma'am said, he turned around and said, Mama, did Farad Muhammad, Mr. Farad Muhammad, did he say he was God? And she said, no. Matter of fact, he said he wasn't even qualified to be a prophet. So the language that was used, there was a reason for that in lessons and stuff, but if you studied your lessons, we know that he wasn't God. There are things that make people say they don't want to go. They use them as excuses. They don't want to go in the direction that most of us go in. That's okay. Allah turn each to a goal. Those who want to go into another area, many of them don't recognize that they dislike self. They'd rather have it from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Why dislike something that got history, that it worked in America? Muslims from around the world are able to stand in America because of the way we did things under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Even the addition with his son, Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, put together the discipline of a mother. So that's why I say the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to me was also like a spiritual mother. I'm not making him something different. I'm just saying what he helped me with as it's like helping your child.
Okay.
With your decency, with your how to act at home and abroad, et cetera, et cetera. And those were things in the lessons.
Good mannerism.
Good mannerism, yes. And then Imam comes as the spiritual father.
Right.
He takes us out into the world and shows us how to live. But he took all the Imams over to outside of the country to many places. I don't want to name one place. He took them to Islamic areas, and he took them to Christian areas. Not to be a Christian, but to do things in the world that needed to be done. But he took the imams and those who traveled with him to where the Pope was. And the imam spoke to the gathering of Catholics as they had a special program that was the Pope's program, but for his people, the Catholics. And the imam spoke there. They were acknowledging his leadership, his qualification, not by our approval, because many of us, we don't know how to approve self, but by God's approval. That don't stop. In other words, Allah didn't give us a beginning. Even if you were looking at each of our homes, Allah didn't give us a father and mother for us to fail in home life, you know, in our own little house, in our own little neighborhood, in the school that the children go to. The same pattern for everything, whether it's for a household, whether it's for a neighborhood, whether it's for a community, whether it's for a city, whether it's for a state, whether it's for the whole nation in that particular part of the area. This is all around the world. But we have a problem sometimes, African Americans, descendants of slaves, accepting what is birthed with us. You think about the Muslim that look like us here in America, have benefited from the Nation of Islam. There's a time that nobody wanted to be a Muslim but the Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
But the people benefited. The world around us, outside of America, recognize Muslims are in America. You notice 10, 20 years ago, especially 20 years ago, they would say, America is where the big shaitan live. You don't hear them saying it now. They come comfortably to live here themselves. And it's not because of the little work that they did, but they'll take claim. And I'm not beating them up. I'm just speaking of the reality. Our people need to see something. The days that we were doing the things we did in the nation, the things we did under the Imam, W.D. Muhammad, people saw that. They appreciated that. For a number of years right now, when things go down, you know what the Christians say? Many of the Christian leaders say, where's the Muslims? Muslims can stop that. What are they talking about, the drugs in the neighborhood? They're talking about the killing of each other? They don't credit themselves as being the body of people that can stop the wrongdoings among our people in the streets. But they do give us credit, meaning that they see right working for the body of people who are not calling themselves Christians, but calling themselves Muslims. We have to believe and build with among ourselves the things that are necessary to correct life. Not beating up on Caucasians. But they got so much hate in them, they can't correct the life. Hey, listen at this if I can. And I hate to even talk about this man. I hate to let his name run off my tongue, but sometimes you just got to do it. Trump is a man. He's 2 years older than me. So I kind of followed his life to some degree, not intentionally. But things were happening in my time, real time with him. I'm 2 years younger. His father showed his hatred for blacks. His father first. He wouldn't let blacks in his hotel. And he spoke out about it. And this man grows up, and he builds a great deal of properties, of casinos and things of that nature in Atlantic City. Trump, that is. The one that ran for president, got it and shouldn't have got it, but got it, and then couldn't stand losing. The people who worked was mostly Hispanic, who had put their energies in the fact of beautifying the casinos. It was written that there were $1 million worth of chandeliers put in some in the Trump Tower. And he guaranteed they'll be paid. And when it was complete, if you drive through, I can't remember the two streets right now, Atlantic Avenue and this another one right above it. Those two streets where the his property sat, they were out there picketing, saying that the man wouldn't pay him. And millions of dollars worth of work. He didn't care. And then he comes in as to run for president, saying from the start he didn't pay taxes. He knew how to get around it. And then he calls it smart when he do that, when he can do the wrong thing in a nation that he want to lead. So what he did to women, all of that stuff. You know what I mean? So, and the man's a liar. But look at this is what I'm talking about. He could be whatever he wanted to be. Why do so many people want him still to be in charge? I'm talking about Caucasians mainly. You know, slavery wasn't a natural thing. No one liked what benefited them. They didn't care whether it benefited somebody else. Now, we're bigger than that to just hate all Caucasians because of what happened. Allah is in charge. Our problem is coming together and building for ourselves. There's enough books and material and experience written and shared by everybody, every people. Some experiences we don't need. But the ones we need, most of it is already among us. To build a community, to build houses, to build neighborhoods, we know that. To make cars and stuff like that, we may not own the manufacturing plant, but we work in them. We got to see that we can build something. And I found this with Caucasians. Many times if they see that you are strong in what you do, they'll respect you and they'll follow your lead. Mm-hmm. They'll try to be a better person. Mm-hmm. Are they devils? Remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. He didn't just say they were devils because they were born devils. He didn't want us to lay on the skin to say that was enough. But they were the devil in the character of the things they do. When you look at Donald Trump, you'd have made the whole society of leadership, politics, liars. That's devils. You might not want to call him a devil, but that's devilish. And for the ones, the Caucasians who have been voted in and want to still get him because they think they're going to lose votes if they don't side with him, those are the kind of people we need to replace. Now back to the African-American side. Now we got these that act like Negroes, if I can use that term, meaning that they don't have nothing. They only follow the way of those who governs them. We got Muslim brothers, African-Americans, who say they won't vote. They ain't American. Allah made you an American. It's like he made everybody. Europeans wasn't our first father, Adam. They wouldn't call Europeans. He wasn't called a European. Just calling him a white man or anything like that, but we don't know what color of skin. I read the Bible many times, and it looked like it says to me that he had the skin of the earth, and he wasn't born in sand. If he's born in sand, maybe his skin looked white or yellow. If he's born in brown earth or red earth or black earth, then his skin, no doubt, looked like that. That's not something we got to fight about. The thing is, we have to unite because we have a part of making the world right also. Many of us, we just, if it is not a stamp of approval from somebody other than our own, that stamp is not there, we won't do it. Our brothers come into Islam and have a reason not to work with themselves, looking for an Arab to follow, a Pakistani to follow. And I don't blame the Arab. I don't blame the Pakistani. If a person walk in and you just start looking up, he's shorter than you, but you lay down on the floor and start just looking up just so you can look up at somebody, something wrong with you. We have to change things, those of us that can. I'm not talking about changing the world. Allah takes care of that. We have to build a model of what community life looks like from our hands. Whatever we are, Allah says, to each of you, I've turned to a goal. So all of us can't be the same. We don't need to be the same. But we need everything that exists in the community. We need it, and we got it. Allah did not give every people all these different characters, but didn't give nothing to us. And it couldn't be wiped out of us because we were enslaved. The Caucasian, yes, he enjoyed slavery. He enjoyed it. He can work the fields and grow crop and everything, and he ain't growing nothing. He grown. Have food cooked, have trees chopped, houses built. When it was nothing but wood or straw or cloth building, all the way to the brick, masonry, to the cuts of window, glass, to the steel and metal running through houses, water running through houses. We have, but it's us that have to build for ourselves and do the things. Do the things that's necessary to get the work done, to make a model, not just for, you know, us to look at, but a model for the whole of the world. There's a competition in the world to please God. And there's plenty of space. All of us can please God, and the earth living, the living on earth will be what we need, what we want. Or say that living in the next life, we're working for both of them. But we don't need a model to come to us or look like a model to come to us from somewhere else. Oh, we have to see it just as clear that what Allah has given one man, he's given another. Brother Nate and Brother James here, we all three different sizes. We don't look exactly like brothers other than skin color, maybe. But we're a family. We work together. And we all work on construction, doing this, doing similar jobs. If we take what belongs to each of us, the three of us, We got enough to begin building something, but we have to bring our ideas together. Can we sit down and truthfully, yes, I can sit down with these brothers and they can sit down with me. This is what has to happen across this nation. We can't have people, and I don't mean run them out. Don't run them out. Their mindset just got to change. How do we always want somebody to give us something, teach us something, but we can't accept the same from each other? The language we speak is not what makes us happy, but make us be able to build. And we have to believe that. So we're going to take a PSA at this point and come by the
Assalamu alaikum.
Nick Muhammad.
I like to read Quran. And after the reading of the Quran, we'd like to do the announcement.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. I like to read from the Quran Surah 19, Ayat 41-48.
Okay.
If they charge thee with falsehood, say, my work to me and yours to you, responsibility for what I do and I'm for what you do. Among them are some who pretend to listen to thee, but can't. Thou make the deaf to be heard, even though they are without understanding. And among them at thee, but can't choose the guide, or can't thy guide the blind, even though they will not see. Verily, Allah will not unjustly. Verily, Allah will not deal unjustly with man. In all, it is man that wrongs his own self. Verily, Allah with man. One day, he will gather them together. It will be as if they had perished. But an hour of a day, they will recognize each other assertively. Those will be lost to dense by meeting with Allah and refuse to receive true guidance. Whether we show thee, at least in their lifetime, some parts of what we promise them, or we take thy soul to our mercy before that. In any case, to us is their return. Ultimately, Allah is witness to all that they do. To every people, a messenger. When their messenger came before them, the matter will be judged between them with justice, and they will not be wrong. They said, when will Allah promise come to pass if you speak the truth? Surely Allah speak the truth.
Thank you, Brother Nate. I want to let him join us every Wednesday. Join us daily from 6 to 6 to 7. For an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Z, and co-host, G. James Bashir, and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build a model community. Thanks, Brother Amin Yashir Muhammad of the Claire Muhammad STEM School. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments, info at cwsc.us. Tweet at cwshuraa. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit AM360.org, Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yes, I sound like Nate Muhammad again. Also, you want to remind us that you call in live for Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, 515-602-9665. All right. Ma'am stepped away from the mic for a minute. And this is Nate Muhammad, our industry, do for self. We'd just like to be in accordance with the talking with the man about doing for self. It's important, it's very important that we exercise our freedom where Islam had extended to us. We learn to appreciate real freedom. The freedom to think, freedom to do, according to what Allah wants, not according to what we want, what man wants. If we do it with Allah, do it the way Allah says, do it His way, we guarantee to have His support, His blessing. This is why it's important to get the people to be independent. You got to free the people up. The society has crippled them, handcuffed them, and them wanting to do what they want you to do, not doing what's going to benefit mankind. All these things that we've been encountering and what we've been talking about, mankind is going to benefit from it. It ain't just the African-American people. We just appeal to them first because of we the descendants of slaves. But the objective is to be able to do for self. That's very important. To do our own thing. Do our thing. It's not about me. It's about we. Whatever we're doing. And that's what we want to assess. It's not about yours. It's about ours. We always make that statement that it's yours. No, it's not. What we're trying to do is what you're trying to do is yours. No, it's what we're trying to do is ours. This is ours. This legacy that we encounter is ours. Allah laid that out for us. That don't make us better than nobody. Another ethnic group doesn't make us that. It's designed to create and establish independence for ourselves where we can do for ourselves long. If we keep a law, important thing that we should be worrying about. We can go out here and do anything you want. I remember growing up when they broke the songs out, don't let nobody tell you what to do. Do your own thing. If you want to do your own thing with who? You want to do it for a law. It ain't about me. This is for what a law says. You're sitting in here as a group, as a brother. It's not about one individual, it's us. We sitting in here. I've been around him, man, and he always, we all slip up and say I, me, him, but it's us. It's we. You know? It's ours. This here, this what we're trying to establish, is trying to establish for the people. Our people. Like I said, but mankind will benefit from it. Because mankind is already benefiting from us now. We want to be, you know, get a piece of a slice of the pie, get out what's been promised to us. That's why we want to sit and we think always do for self, independence. You got to, first of all, have the confidence to want to be yourself. Then you can do for yourself. Well, we inspire the people to stand up. Stand up for what you want to do. Your thoughts, your feelings, all that is important. But we have to know how to address it with each other or sit down and talk with each other. So I see the imam just came back and he just eager to get back on the horn. And I'd just like to relinquish this right to him right now. Imam, imam, while he has you there.
Thank you very much, Nate. Yes, as to get right back into what we're talking about, there is a gift for every human being that exists from Allah alone. Nobody have any say about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. He gives it to us. And we find it as we grow older and want to be whatever it is that we want to be. Most of us, even in the family, I had five brothers and three sisters who lived. Four children of the 12 died. But we always kind of strengthened each other. But we all got something that we did different than others. My father was one that would push business for his brothers and all my uncles, I should say, and aunts and older cousins. And they did business. Business is something that we should be doing, you know, as they say, taking care of business. Our look for the future should be a model community. How do we do it? Collectively. We got to do it together. Shura Bainu Hum as Imam Muhammad David told
mm-hmm.
What are the things that we need? There's no room for monopolizing. The key is for spreading wealth in a way that we all get strong. Is it going to happen overnight? No, it's not going to happen overnight. Yeah, we might get started on a level that it looks like it's that's just a phase. But that phase, if it's set up right, it will continue for years. It'll continue by beyond those of us that's living today. And God willing, we turn it over to our offspring, our relatives, our friends. The legacy will live on. And the legacy also rewards us before Allah. And more important for those who are still around, we're not begging. And I'm not talking about the guy on the corner, the girl on the corner begging to eat a sandwich. I'm talking about when we look at things in America, they've had their field day. And when I say they now, most of them are Caucasian, yes. But not all Caucasians. Most of them was under the banner of Christianity, but not all just Christianity. But when we look at it, they had their opportunity to redline us for no reason, to enslave us or keep us enslaved for no reason, to keep a minimum wage on us while they're making sure they don't have a minimum wage that comes nowhere near us. That's unfair. That's leadership. That's unfair. We have to look at that, not hate nobody.
That's right.
Not hate them, but we want to build in a way that we don't do that to ourselves or anyone else. My favorite ayah. When the victory comes, when Allah say that, think about that. When the victory comes, he's not saying when the victory comes to some of y'all. When it comes to just the white or just the black, he said, when the victory comes, meaning he's telling the human being, believe, everybody will get a victory. And when the victory comes, Don't get away from being humble. Stop praying or continue. And most important of all, with those two pieces, don't do to them what they did to you. I mean, I know what it's like to be a champ. And I ain't never been in the ring to be that kind of champ. But I didn't let people's attitude move me. And I still don't. I was telling a brother today, we were talking about somebody getting mad. Only one can make you mad is yourself. You don't digest it right. You can get so angry, you destroy you. Mad. Word don't even fit for human being. You know, mad dog. You know what I mean? You think about that when you say that. That means that dog went wild. You can't get in front of it. It might bite you. It may have rabies or whatever the case may be. Human beings is not, I'm not telling those human beings are not to go into that. Don't do to them what they did to you. Because you can go so far. Look at it today. You did something to my family, I'm going to kill you. So where are you going to wind up? Somebody got to come kill you or you go to jail. Oh, we have to think. We want to make a better community for humanity. They wouldn't let us in. We're not going to stop them from getting in, like I said. But you might not have heard it on this particular station. Halal Inc., the halal industry. Prayerfully, we're going to see the slaughterhouse, the processing plant, not the same building, but the processing plant particularly, doing millions of pounds of beef, lamb, goat, and poultry every week. We're going to move it to that status. That means we're not trying to do it in just one place. We're going to do it in a few places around the country, God willing. And doing it, putting our people particularly first. We're interested in our people. Everything we do has to be halal, so it has Allah's blessing. And I said the other day, we're not looking to invest in the worst of things. We want to invest in the best of things. I mean, our character improves. Our character is sanctioned by God, by Allah. When it's sanctioned and supported by the Creator, we're in a win-win situation. But other parts of the humanity, we want to show them, this is how you should work with each other. Show and tell, so to speak. And as they want to be a part, we will let them be a part. But they got to build in their own community. You know, many years I've seen where they didn't really want us walking in their community. Let's more talk about the building, to live in the neighborhood. They did that with a hatred, with a stint. And now we don't want them so-and-so. We ain't going to do that. But we look in our neighborhoods all around the country right now. Who owns the stores? We don't. That's wrong. But we all say from time to time, you put a store in their neighborhood, they ain't going to support your store. So we need stores in our neighborhood owned by us. We need mannerism in our neighborhood controlled by us. Build up in a manner that our children pick up a legacy of goodness. But not frustrated, mad, angry. We don't need that. TV programs come on. We need our own studios so we can make movies that don't sound like the rappers so much. The cursing, the going into the young people. I was telling my wife today, I was listening to a young lady less than 500 feet away from the house. Down the street, but less than 500 feet. Less than 500 feet. I mean, I don't know how many feet is what.
Okay.
It could be 200 feet, but I'm saying I know it ain't no football field.
Right.
You know what I mean? The distance. And she was cursing at her little child.
Mm-hmm.
What the F you doing? Get your effing so-and-so over here. I was going in my door. And if she'd have been closer, I'd have had to say something to her. Somebody might say, well, maybe you don't want to say nothing. I'd have had to say something to her. Why he need that language? And he, you know, he's obeying her, but listen to the language. Do you know we got Muslims do the same thing? We got so-called good Christians do the same thing? We need to obliterate curse words. I'm thankful to Allah. I can't say. July 10th, when I got on the plane in Vietnam, I left all things that could be dirty in Vietnam. I wasn't no reefer smoker, but I smoked some over there. One of my duties was killing and picking up bodies. The bodies was American. Every day for a year. Trained as a cook, but they imposed their thing on me and put me in the field.
They put me
in the field because they wanted me to reenlist. I said, how crazy is that? You want me to reenlist, but you're going to put me on the front line if I don't. If I reenlist, what's going to tell me I'm going to get something different? So I'm going to trust God. Fortunately, I was reading the Quran. I was reading the Bible, How to Eat and Live, Message to the Black Man while I was over there. So it kept me secure. I felt pretty secure anyway, but it kept me more secure. When I got on that plane, I said I will not use any kind of drug, any kind of alcohol. I won't smoke cigarettes, and I won't use curse words. I thank Allah that He blessed me. And I'm not looking for nobody to say I'm a hero. I'm a human being. That's not a hero. I'm a human being that refused to use the language. Why are you using it? And now I'm only talking to one that's using it. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us to clean up. Clean up your language.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use it. But somebody got back in some of our minds that is used. I've heard imams use it across the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard imams curse his people out there supporting him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I take them in the room, brother, man. Why are you talking to your people like, man, F them people, man. You feel that? Why don't you tell them that? I mean, you're saying it to them anyway, cursing at them. But why don't you say that's how you feel about them? Maybe they should do that. You know what I mean? And the person's still walking around today as an imam, treating people in the same
way.
And we got to do better. We can't be like other people. Oh, we got to do better. That's I wouldn't want to think that I'm around a respectable person and I'm just dirty in all my activities. Well, let's know that we might not be a respectable person we're around all the time, but we're always around Allah. Allah hears us all the time, whether you call him God, whether you call him the Creator. And decency, we should have In the thought of prayer, we should be in prayer all the time. All our activities should be like praising God.
Mm-hmm.
Get the confidence, clean up, and then build something.
That's right.
Those are natural movements. And from those of us that were with the nation, we had the confidence for a long time. 1930 till today, like I say, there's a few more years, 7 more years complete. October, seven more years in October, we'll find that we did 100 years of the Nation of Islam. No, not the same name, but influenced by that character of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the message of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we need to build. And all of us don't have to build the same thing. Look at what is your favorite, and who knows, Allah may have a call come to you real shortly to say, and I don't mean a phone call, you'll hear that we need to establish something that you do. And if you're living the right life, why shouldn't we support you? This body of people should be in love with each other across this nation. And I say, take the hate out. Let us love supporting each other, supporting what's right. Let us find the success that Allah want to give us and is giving us by just doing the right thing. I have no doubt. Me and the brothers, this week we had a little chance to talk to the people of the city. get them off our neck a little bit, and they succeed. But for these years, these almost 18 years, they was acting like they wasn't never paid. Their message is, we ain't getting paid. We ain't getting paid. You owe us this. You owe us that. And there's certain traps they even sat in front of us. But it didn't work. We stayed online. Stayed on course. Paying what we have to pay. And I say this to everybody. Keep good records. Because if I didn't have the records, they could say we didn't pay and we can't prove it. Most of the things in one checks from a business checkbook, which means they always can go back to the bank. And I got money orders. But this particular entity that we addressed yesterday, I've used the checkbook the whole time. And got plenty of receipts from the check and from them.
Mm-hmm.
On one set, on the first thing I was speaking of, I had receipts. I used checks and money orders all the time. But every now and then, maybe 10 times or less, I went and paid cash. And I paid nice money on the bills. They start telling me, leave the receipt, since I don't have a check number and a money order number. Leave those when we was trying to get it straight. Leave those receipts out of it. And I asked them why. This is the government. This is local government. Representing the local government in collections. They would say, well, we don't know where to go. And I was showing the receipt. It says right here, municipal building, the address, my account number. And it's a stamp down here saying paid. And under the stamp is the number that was paid, check number,
check number.
Or money order. And he said, yeah, but it's confusing. And from that first time they said it, every time I went to see a different person, not trying to see a different person, but there's so many of them working, you don't always get the same person. All of them were saying the same thing. So I realized they had to have that written in on the computer. And when I needed them, they're around somewhere, but I got so much that they're probably sitting inside the property, the plant, in paperwork. But I've had paid so much outside of that that I didn't have to worry about anything that they said, because I had enough. I paid thousands of dollars over what they say that it was owed over that period of time without the receipts. Prayerfully, I'll have them. You know, those are the things that we have to look at. We have to see. That's putting us where we need to be. And if we do it right, I'm talking about all of us. We do it right, can't nobody come to take nothing from us. Can't nobody do anything like that. And if we do it respectfully, properly, and keep our receipts, they won't hurt us. So I'm saying to us, we all have to see how we're going to build. Coming weekend on the 26th, this not tomorrow,
right.
Yeah, the following weekend, I'm sorry, Nate was reminding me. Next weekend, we're going to have a through CWSC, Community-Wide Shore Conference on AM360, we have asked them to handle a Zoom-type meeting. And we're inviting people that want to be involved in being those who will help build the model community. I first asked them to lead it. Yeah, almost a year ago. They asked me, since I was pushing that, for me to lead it. So the first thought in leading is, number one, we need all of us to come together and say from within ourselves, from our soul, from our spirit, from our mouth, what is it that we do and how do we or I see the model community? I know the model community need wealth. We want to establish economics. I know we need land, so we need people who understand and know land. But it seems easy, go just buy some dirt. No, it ain't that easy. We need people that understand, can this land be built on? Can you build homes on it? Can you build factories on it? Or is it just for another purpose? There are people that are specialists. I'm not a specialist in that. We need farms. We need homes. If we're looking at a model community and building homes, as I said, we may reach out and want to get 1,000 acres. We need somebody to know that acre, those acres, can we build on them? What can we build on? What are they zoned for? And we need real estate qualified people. Why? They know how to get the real estate without paying the topmost price, but paying a price that's feasible, that's real, and all the paperwork that's necessary to make sure once it's purchased, it's ours. If it has to be cleaned up tax-wise or whatever the case may be, something the government is holding against it, the real estate person would know that. We need lawyers to write up every agreement that we have. And we need lawyers that can cross the line. And we need these body of people touching base with each other, becoming a cross-the-country body of workers for that particular field. We need accountants. Strong in the heads of everybody, the numbers that we got to keep taking care of to make sure our property remains our own. So if you had 1,000 acres, we may say put one house on an acre, and each house can house at least 5 people. That means when that is built up, you got 5,000 people living in that community. You might want to put 4 houses on an acre. Now you got 20,000 people with the same rules. 20,000 people living in that community. Just that easy, you got a community. 20,000 people ain't nothing to laugh at. Then we need sections right around it that will house the mall, our strip mall, where we shop at, where we eat at, restaurants, grocery stores, our grocery stores, our restaurants. Hardware stores, all that, everything we need. Those who know technology, selling phones from among ourselves, opening up the things we need to know about Xfinity and Comcast and those kind of things. Maybe even create a new line that is utilized just as Xfinity, just as Comcast, just as Verizon or any of the other ones, but they belong to us. We don't want a part of the heaven. We want the whole heaven. But we got to work to get it together. Not only work to get it together, we got to be willing to lead it. And how many do we need? Well, if there's millions of us in the country, we need a lot. So we may decide coming together. Who's the plumbers? They should all know each other. Who's the brick masons? They should know each other. Who's the glazers, putting glass, et cetera? Who's the steel workers, piping, et cetera, et cetera? We need that. We need manufacturing areas to build our business upon. When I say manufacturing, I mean African-Americans, you think, and Muslims included, have worked for the car industry, the auto industry. They can oversee and make cars because they know the business. And even if they don't know it in full, we'll find people that never got a chance to own anything of their own that will be a part of establishing our own. We may want to call our cars that we're making the Salam car, the peaceful car. You know, we call it whatever we want. Another factory creating TVs and things of that nature. Furniture. I'm talking about with Blouse Inc., the halal industry, our goal is to have beef within a one-year period, beef products sold at the tune of 1 million pounds per week. Sound like a lot is nothing. Trust me, it's nothing. Not when you got a community of people. You got 5, 10, 15 people, yeah, that's quite a bit. But you got a community of people? That ain't nothing. Absolute nothing. And I'm talking about beef first. We're going to do the same amount with goat and lamb and chicken and turkey and increase it. That it's not just 1 million, because as we open the door, we're going to be selling around the country. When you got an opportunity, get an opportunity. Google how much meat product is sold from America and how much meat product that is halal meat, USDA meat product and USDA halal meat product that's sold in America, going to America and around the world. You're talking about billions of dollars regular. And here's the thing. My father used to read the Bible to me all the time. And when he read it, one of the things that stuck in my head from a child to today, I like to quote it. It says, Allah, God, told Moses, strike the rock. Take your whatever they called it back then. My mind is running. So strike the rock with it. You got 12 tribes. 12 roots. Strike the rock. 12 screens will come forward. The screens is like water. And my father will tell me, son, that don't need water. I said, what do you mean, Daddy? He said, everything they need. Hmm. Everything right. They need, they got it. Why? Sell to your own people. Someone else sell to, meaning my family. If we're 1,000 strong, we can, my family. I got a big family. But if I got a big enough family and we work to do things that come out of the ground, out of the soil, food, we easily got 1,000 people that they all trained in it, and not all of them have to be trained just to handle the food, handle the earth. Some of them would be lawyers. Some of them would be doctors. But we got enough people that everybody could be seen. But if you got 12 tribes, we don't have to see ourselves lending our shrimp to someone else. They just said 90 seconds.
We got 90 seconds to go.
Yeah, we are running out quicker than we do, because we're normally used to being on our program on Wednesday, and it is 2 hours. So I didn't mean to run right into the end. I'm going to give the mic. You don't want to, or we don't have an advertisement ring. Okay. So, but 60 seconds. So we're praying that this particular area that we're speaking from, which is our brother Muhammad, I'm going to say his name the way I think it is, Muhammad Yasir Amin, but I believe it's Amin Muhammad Yasir, something to that effect. I'm going to get it straight. But our brother with the Sister Clara Muhammad STEM schools has allowed us to use this space of time 7 days a week, and we pray that we'll build up. We pray that we have something to share with people, and we pray that we motivate ourselves to get this model community started. We thank everybody, and we're going to end right here. Thank you.
All right.
Father, the most one. I sound like you to everyone. Oh, we still got 10 seconds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and we can't see. We couldn't ask you to raise your hand because we don't see it.